first person of color baptized at Christ Church. Most members of the early Southern planter class were transplants from England, and thus also members of the Anglican Church. 12 years after the founding of Jamestown in 1607, a ship carrying more than 20 enslaved Africans landed on Virginia's shores. In 1667, the Colonial Assembly declared, even if by the charity and piety of their owners, the conferring of baptism doth not alter the condition of the person as to his bondage or freedom. Thus began the counterintuitive practice of extending spiritual freedom represented by baptism while also perpetuating a system of chattel slavery. At Christ Church in Nashville, the Reverend J. Thomas Wheat baptized Mary Jane, who was described in the baptismal record as the colored servant of Mrs. Minnick, on March 5, 1841. The sponsors or witnesses at the baptism were listed as Mrs. M. and Mrs. Williams. Mary Jane's baptism is the earliest on record for an enslaved person or person of color at Christ Church. Mary Jane's owner and a witness at the baptism was Mrs. Ann Green Minnick, 1773 to 1849. Mrs. Minnick was a founding member of the parish in the late 1820s, along with her husband, Dr. Joseph Planta Minnick, 1770 to 1835. Census documents reveal that the Minnick family owned three slaves in 1820 and 17 in 1830. By 1841, Mrs. Minnick was widowed and, we believe, living with her daughter Maria Minnick Shelby and her son-in-law, the famous and very wealthy Dr. John Shelby. The Mrs. Williams, who served as a sponsor at Mary Jane's baptism, is most likely Priscilla Douglas Shelby Williams, 1815 to 1893, daughter of Dr. Shelby and granddaughter of Mrs. Minnick. We know little else about Mary Jane. Since hers was an adult baptism, we can presume that she was at least a teenager in 1841 and probably born no later than 1825 or so. We can infer that she was part of the community of a dozen or more slaves who were part of the Shelby Minnick household in the early 1840s. Records of slave baptisms are rare in the parish register, totaling only 14 persons out of the more than 900 Christ Church baptisms performed in the 4 decades between the church's founding and the end of slavery in 1865. Over the same period, we find only 3 confirmations of enslaved persons and 5 slaves described in parish records as communicants of the church. This was a period when white parishioners of Christ Church, taken together, owned many hundreds of slaves. Free persons of color were even more poorly represented in parish records in the years before 1865. We know of only 2 baptisms and 1 confirmation, all of them on a single day of prison ministry at the Tennessee Penitentiary in 1850, when 2 African Americans were among a dozen inmates baptized by Reverend Charles Toms and his assistant Joseph H. Ingram. We also know of 2 marriages involving free colored persons, one in 1840 and another in 1861. Among the white members of the early Christ Church community, baptism usually signified a major step in one's religious development, leading towards confirmation and full membership in the church community. It was a ubiquitous rite of passage, so important that it was routinely administered to those who were morally ill and seemed likely to die. Among persons of color in the orbit of Christ Church, by contrast, baptism, confirmation, and even Episcopal Church membership were not unknown, but neither were they common or widely encouraged by the church as an institution. Enslaved persons and free people of color, for their part, largely sought their spiritual satisfaction elsewhere, outside what they must have seen as the slaveholder's church. With some occasional and interesting exceptions, this spiritual and religious chasm remained the pattern throughout the 4 decades that Christ Church was intimately tied up with the slave system, and for many years beyond. Looked in another way, however, the baptism of Mary Jane in 1841, just 10 years after the construction of the first Christ Church sanctuary, reminds us that people of color have been part of the body of Christ and the community of Christ Church since the very earliest days of the parish, however qualified their membership may have been in the eyes of their enslavers.